Welcome. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. You know, I'm the host. Live Financial Talk Radio. Let's have some fun. Let's talk about money. Let's talk about wins. We'll talk about the market numbers. We'll kind of wrap up today for you regarding that. Not all positive. Kind of, I'll call this a Friday. Wasn't quite expecting this. Hey, join the conversation. 504-260-0995 or connect to us through the Winning at Life app.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. The phone number, 504-260-0995. Our next event, Gregory Ricks Live, is a women-only event coming up May 8th. So that's just 2.5 weeks away. Plenty of time to get me a birthday present before then. And there were a few things that I had on the plate here for the show. There was a topic that I was going to talk about last night that we ran out of time on, and I figured we'd start it today anyway. But that was the someone did a report on how much it cost the average NFL team for a first-round bust. Skip that, because some other stuff is going to be done before it. And I'm going to skip some other stuff I wanted to do before it, because something else came up like an hour before the show. Gregory, I don't know even know if you've seen this yet. This is Liz Claman, Fox Business.
Let's get back to that breaking news. Reuters reporting North Korea saying it will abolish its nuclear test site in the northern part of the country. North Korea says it will stop conducting nuclear tests. Also, the launch of ICBMs, that they're going to stop testing it starting April 21st. That's tomorrow. This is a big move after Mike Pompeo had that secret meeting with leader Kim Jong-un over the Easter weekend, a victory for the President Trump's administration there.
Everyone catch what's going on there? Did I just hear that right? North Korea's suspending their nuclear program starting tomorrow. Now, there's a good chance that this doesn't actually come to fruition, but this is progress we've never seen before. Gregory, did you even hear about that? I just saw that about an hour or so ago.
No, I was unaware of it. Last thing I heard, the DNC is suing Russia, Trump's transition team, the Trump.
Oh, who cares whatever. About any of that?
It's funny, but
it is.
But that's what I heard. I guess that kind of trumped the nuclear thing. So I was listening to Fox before I came over to the studio.
All right. So from a financial show, why would we be so concerned about this? I think the main one is why. What's different about this time? We've had Obama tried to do it. George W. Bush tried to do it. Hell, Clinton gave him a basketball signed by Michael Jordan, and that still didn't do it. Well, we're talking about his dad for the two earlier presidents there. What I'm thinking of is this is the first time ever really kicked China in the shins and said, hey, stop helping them out. Stop subsidizing them. Stop giving them grain. Stop buying their coal. Stop giving them fuel. Stop giving them cover. Stop covering for them. I think this is because of the Trump tariff threats. They still haven't even been implemented for 5 seconds yet. And that means the tariffs aren't going to really happen. We're going to get progress. What? Is that right? Am I going too crazy here?
I think it's a good thing if they've become enlightened, North Korea, that is, and this tariff things is, you know, Trump might have also thrown in there, hey, we might be, maybe we can work with you, but you sure aren't helping us with North Korea. And let's throw something else into the mix. They might said, you know, you think nuclear is being nuclear, it gives you some power or whatever. What about having real money, real wealth in your country? Is China letting you build some of the widgets? I don't think China's helping them out in any way on that side. Well, we can show you how to do that. You want real power? Try having some money.
Right. Money that you actually earn, not that you were able to siphon from your gulags, your labor camps there. Yeah. So, yeah, that's look, geopolitically speaking, that's a huge story. But even from the financial angle, I think that's pretty significant. For one thing, they're going to stop being a drain on China. China's just been propping them up, so they have a little wild card to keep the rest of the world out of their little sphere of influence there. But I also think that this means that the tariffs are probably not going to happen, and all the histrionics and all the wailing and gnashing of teeth is all for nothing, because you guys were getting all upset over what is looking like a pretty smart negotiation tactic. And I didn't even know that Pompeo on the Easter weekend was having high-level talks with the North Koreans over there. Apparently he made some progress. What are y'all doing over there, news? What are y'all reporting on if not Mike Pompeo talking with doing high-level North Korean talks? How come we didn't hear about that?
It was better kept secret. So actually, somebody can keep secrets, it turns out.
That's impressive stuff.
That wasn't leaked.
Yeah, no CIA leaks on that one.
No, look, it's good stuff. When you can take somebody being rogue and bring them into the fold. Yeah, this is good stuff. Something has happened besides this. Mueller, what do they call it? Collusion?
Yeah, McCabe.
And then the DNC's choose, we're going to spend our money and we're going to sue everybody on the planet because somebody colluded and we want to find out who it is. But think about this. Okay, you want to go to court? Okay.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go, because we want to depose a lot of people. And then we're wanting to see the files. We want to see the emails. You sure you want to go down this road?
Y'all got 6 months until another election. Y'all might want to leave the last one in the rearview mirror. Y'all might want to start focus on what's ahead of you.
Want to move on, but no, they just want to keep going.
Man, if we can open up
DACA, they're like, well, you know, they've shelved that to go up, but you know, does anybody care?
They'll come back to it. They do everything in 3 month cycles. It was DACA, and then it was gun control. Now it's going to be something else. Then they'll get back to it. Then they'll go back to ripping down Confederate flags or tearing down monuments. And then they'll get back to the DACA kids. And then they'll get back, you know, these things go in cycle. They'll get back to the Me Too again. That's got to come up. But dude, if Donald Trump has cracked both North Korea and China, and open up their markets or just made progress against it. What a victory. And I wouldn't have guessed it. I thought the guy was insane by calling him Rocket Man and making fun of his haircut and calling him a little fat guy. Apparently that worked.
Who blinks first? Yeah. So we may have already seen that.
All right. Now, this is what I wanted to start with. How much does the first round draft bust actually cause NFL teams? And part of this is just me satiating my football
itch.
Well,
busts aren't as bad since they capped the money on draft picks.
Yeah, and they did that.
It used to be disastrous.
You're right. So you already know all about this. Yeah, they changed the rules after 2010. So if you look under the new regime, yeah,
maybe it was Jamarcus Russell that caused that finally to happen.
Actually, they had a mention on who. Jamarcus Russell was probably the biggest bust out of there, but the biggest rookie contract before the change was Cam Newton, who got an incredible amount of money. But without going into the explanation on how they come up with whether or not something is ranked as a bust, they have a scale from 1 to whatever, and if you made it up to 20, you're not a bust, but 20 and below scoring on whatever this rating is a bust. And how much does a first-round draft bust cost NFL teams? The average is $9.4 million. But, Gregory, the sliding scale needs to be in effect here, because we've talked about this before. If you're in the first half of the first round, you're overpaying, and on average, you're losing a lot more than that. And so it's almost a handicap, because the guys that are in the first half of the first round are no more or less likely to pan out than the guys in the second half of the first round, but you have to pay like twice as much. What a big beating this is.
It actually pays to trade down. If you end up having a horrible season or somehow end up with some really high picks in the draft, you can like make bank.
You know, it's a good point. It pays to trade down, right?
Oh yeah, because it's coming out of premium. Somebody's wanting somebody's. You know, somebody's wanting some quarterbacks, and they've got to pay first round pick, second round pick, next year's first round.
The position that is most likely to be a first round bust. The position that if you take it in the first round, we've had the most bust from 2011 through the draft of 2014. That would be. You want to throw one out there?
What, quarterback?
No, it's actually defensive back. I have no explanation for that, but for those four drafts there, defensive back.
But what's most successful positions? I think it's lineman.
If you just want to isolate the first round, it must spin the stats here. Defensive back was the worst. Defensive line had the second most bust. Offensive really? Line had the third most bust. Then quarterback, then wide receiver.
I guess that's because of who's picked the most.
Yeah, probably
that's
so.
My lineman, because I always kind of assume they do well because so many of those big guys go early.
A couple more things you'd be interested in. The one that busts the least would be down there, the two bottom positions is linebacker and running back.
That's what I was going to say, running back.
Those are the most solid. If you're an awesome linebacker or running back in college, it's going to translate pretty easily to the NFL, apparently. Now, there is there's four teams who had zero first-round busts in the four drafts from 2011, 12, 13, and 14. Four teams. If I throw it out, you'll never guess the four teams. Atlanta, Houston, Washington, and New Orleans. New Orleans had no first-round bust in those four drafts that we're pulling the data from.
Good selection.
Yeah, it explains the turnaround there from, what was that, 3 7-9 seasons in a row to all of a sudden no one wants to play them anymore. All right, more financial goodness on the way, but if you have a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory. This guy across the table, Hall of Fame financial advisor, that's all. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We're winning at life with Gregory Ricks.
Ladies, find out how to retire well with Gregory Ricks Live, a special experience pairing wine, wisdom, and food. Retirement planning isn't just about dollars and cents. It's about having options. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Reserve your seat for Gregory Ricks Live, Tuesday, May 8th, 6:30 p.m., Bruce Chris in Metairie. 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.
I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. Gregory Ricks here. I'm a preferred access member. I get to take my own car to the track. Yeah, it might be a fast one, but it gets to go there. Talk about going to another world and escape. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
The Jefferson Performing Arts Society brings you the Louisiana premiere of Catch Me If You Can. You love the movie with Tom Hanks and Leonardo DiCaprio. Now you can experience the same amazing story as a high-flying musical comedy about chasing your dreams and not getting caught. Catch Me If You Can plays April 13th to the 22nd at the beautiful Jefferson Performing Arts Center. For tickets, call 885-2000 or visit us at jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
I got about $150,000 in my 401k, and I just want to take my money out and buy rent houses with it.
That is an expensive proposition because that's taxable money coming out of your plan. You're going to get whacked. You're going to give up $40,000. Somewhere in there, you're taking a pretty good hit.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
One of the things you might want to consider doing is a financial stress test on your portfolio. Think about it. If 08 replayed itself again, do you know how it would affect your current portfolio? How much of a downturn would it be? Also, in good times, how much of the upside would you be able to gain? Would you really like to have an idea of where you're going in good times? What about the fees? Most folks don't realize how much they're paying in fees. You could be paying 2-3%, maybe even more. Or you could be paying just the right amount. Do a financial stress test and find out where you're headed on your financial path.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com. Winning at Life. Are you winning with your money? Your wallet's favorite show. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, live Financial Talk Radio. It is the Daily Wrap, so let's talk about that pension lump sum. How about that mutual fund? Or what's the difference between that and exchange-traded funds? What about taxes? Do you think this is the best they're ever going to be? I do. Debt going up. Ding.
Ding.
Yeah. 504-260-0995. Download the Winning at Life app. You can text, email us, and call us through the app. Listen to the podcast. Pick up the stream as well. And while you're at it, download the iHeartRadio app. It's the bomb.
You kind of had a glint in your eye when you said the pension buyout. Is it something recently got your eye?
Oh, I was looking at what Nicholas showed me. You know, I review all the client cases.
So Angie Phone.
We were going over one today, and gentleman's got a nice pension, but then they offer him some lump sums if he reduces the pension amount. And he has COLA increases, which you don't see that often. Regarding a pension.
Wait. So he has a few features that are kind of rare. He could have partial lump sum and partial check.
Yeah, I do see those at times, but
it's been on the show, but super rare.
But it's rare, and and they gave him like three different levels of cashing out part of the pension. And by the way, this was part of the conversation of what's taxed in what state, and this was Mississippi. FERS retirement plan.
Okay.
So it was a state program and they allow them to cash some out. And of course, in Mississippi, from a state income tax standpoint, they're not taxed on the pension income. That distribution wouldn't have state tax. If they had IRAs, it wouldn't be state taxed as well.
The lump sum too, huh?
Right. There's no state tax on that. So, in looking, you know, of course, we run the numbers, and the lump sum really isn't enough to justify taking that and giving up that portion of the pension. But that's, you know, the individual has to ultimately make that decision. I think he should just take the full pension in that case, but there might be other needs. So, you know, we did the math. It's about a 6% payout, slightly more based on the lump sum on the largest one. So it affects his pension by about 900 a month, offering 180K in the lump sum. And yeah, so based on that lump sum, it's better than 6% payout. I'd keep the pension. But, you know, you have to correlate it with everything else going on. So, you know, what if we need to pay this off or do this? So you take all those things in consideration, but the math says don't take the lump sum, take the pension.
Yeah, and in this one, you don't have to worry about the stability of the company providing the pension because it's the state of Mississippi. They'll probably be there throughout your retirement. They're not going anywhere, the whole state.
Yeah, it's kind of landlocked in there. It's not just going to fall off like California could.
Fingers crossed.
Had somebody ask me last night about how is the flag going to look if California split up and made into three states. I don't think that's likely, but who knows?
Mm-hmm.
If they keep being the problem child over there, but then you might have it happen because part of the state, you know, disagrees with the other parts. Well, I tell you what, we'll say this. We're just splitting up. We're seceding from the state.
Yeah.
Instead of seceding from the union. But then there was talk, well, you know, to keep the stars in balance, Rhode Island could merge with some, because they're a little bitty.
Yeah.
I was going to say Rhode Island, little bitty country.
Rhode Island, Connecticut. Y'all count as one now.
They could merge.
Right. And then Vermont, New Hampshire, y'all could be one state. And then Delaware, Maryland, y'all could be one state. It'll work out easily like that. Yeah, that would upset the delicate balance of how we have the stars aligned. But I'm sort of upset that in America we haven't added a star to the flag since the 50s. This is the longest we've gone in the history of America without adding a star to the flag. And it used to be just a regular clip. Hey, who we add next? All right, we just added one. So, and it's sort of the business mentality. If you're not growing, you're dying. Yeah.
So what was the nation's debt in the 50s?
Oh, $12. Who knows?
Okay, that might have something to do with it.
I think we need to start.
Puerto Rico would like to be a state.
That'd be fine. We should take them on. But I would like to start with Canada.
Yeah, but what will that cost be? They're a wreck.
Okay, but then the problem isn't that we're adding a state. The problem is that we have entitlements and we've socialized so many of our utilities and our charities. Our charity system is what's going to cost us. Get rid of that, and then we'll keep adding states. But I think we should start with Canadian provinces up there. British Columbia, heck, really from the French-speaking part west, it's just Diet America. It's America Light.
Yeah, I know. Why didn't that coming together didn't happen?
Well, the answer for that
a long time ago, because
for that's fascinating. You know why we never merged with Canada? Because they beat us in two wars. Canada beat the snot out of America the two times we fought them, and we hadn't fought them since. So. Maybe we...
One of those wars was a very long time ago.
Well, both of them were.
Okay. So, let's... Okay. Won't do it again now?
Well, hey, last time we did it, they teamed up with the British, and they went and they burned down the White House.
Yeah, I know.
So...
But that's what I was saying. It's a different deal then.
It's been a few years, yeah. We may have grown a little bit. We may have... put on a little size. We've added Texas since then, so they couldn't pull that off again.
Made the difference.
Well, yeah, that's my theory over there. Hey, so we had mentioned this Wells Fargo maybe getting fined $1 billion.
It's a certainty now.
Until the checks cut, you never know. That's where I'm at with this. But yeah, it sounds like a certainty here. They agreed today to pay $1 billion to federal regulators to settle charges relating to mortgage and auto lending abuses.
So over what period of time? 60 years? 100?
you think that's what's going on?
Well, look.
I don't know how they do that. Do they do lump sums? Do they let you do installments like the IRS does? For
we could go look at their books. Do they have $1 billion on hand? Maybe they have a additional public offering for the government's part ownership of the company. No, this isn't China, so that won't happen.
Okay, so
except in the case of General Motors.
Here's where it bothers me, though. So, all right, Wells Fargo, they got caught. They were signing people up for insurance and some other products or something or other that wasn't asked for, and it ended up costing them a few million bucks. By a few million. I think it was in the hundreds of millions if you calculate every cent that was bilked out of the consumers there. But this $1 billion, Gregory, this isn't going to the consumers to make them whole again, or, you know, this isn't a compensatory fine where you're going to make people whole. Half of this money is going to some program that's supposed to look after the little guy, and the other half of this $1 billion fine, $500 million, it's not in this article I read, but I heard it on the news earlier today. Half of it's going to the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau. Well, so let me get this straight. The agency that's supposed to find wrongdoing, they run out, they find wrongdoing, and instead of sending anyone to jail or, you know, making the consumers whole, they get $500 million that they get to keep? Hey, give me this.
But if you recall, that new director that was put in place a little while back also said, we don't need any money allocated to us for our budget this year.
Mick Mulvaney.
Yeah. They weren't taking any of the Fed's money to run this department.
Well,
and the previous group was like trying to get everything they could.
Well, we don't. We
might say we're good if we just do what we're supposed to do.
We don't know the back end of this agency. For some reason, when it got set up by the Dodd-Frank bill in 2010, I believe, it's not. The funding from this doesn't come from Congress. They don't vote on it. It's not in any appropriation. It's not going to come from the Senate or Congress. Their budget comes from the Federal Reserve. So they're divorced from strings being attached to Congress. And Mick Mulvaney can say whatever he wants because we don't get to audit it anyway. No, we don't need to have any money appropriated to us. Yeah, we know that. The Fed funds you. So that makes it even more weird because the Federal Reserve is supposed to be monitoring these guys, and they have this is just sort of their watchdog arm where they go out and they can just bilk banks for $1 billion. Second they do something wrong, you get the Fed gets the profit off of it. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau now has this perverse incentive to where the more consumers get screwed, the more potential they have for revenue for their needs. This just sounds worse and worse the more I read about it, Gregory. Keep an eye on that because this is going to implode in horrible, scandalous fashion. You heard it here first. All right, we got to do the numbers next. If you have a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, call Gregory. If you're thinking about going to our next live event, it's a women-only event. If you're a woman out there and you're thinking, this Gregory guy, I like the sound of how he talks about money. I wanted to get him help. Want to get him to help with my money. This is how you start. This is the financial first date that gets your foot in the door. Gregory Riggs Live coming up Tuesday, May 8th, 6:30 p.m. Ruth's Chris in Metairie. Sign up on the Winning at Life app. Go to gregoryriggs.com or call his office 504-832-9200. I'm James Parker. We're Winning at Life with Gregory Riggs.
Two questions. Do you have a pulse? Do you own anything? If you said yes to both, you probably need a will. You may even need a trust. We all know a lawyer. Do you know someone who specializes in estate planning? Do you really trust the husband of your sister's friend from college? Or would you feel better putting your family in the hands of the estate planning attorney of the Total Wealth Authority? I'm Wes Blanchard. What's your plan? Offices in Metairie and at wjblanchardlaw.com.
If you like money, you will love the Winning at Life app. If you want to call the show or text Winning at Life right now, get the app. If you need to contact Gregory's office or any of the Total Wealth Authority, it's on the app. If you would like to stream the show live or on podcast, that's on the app too. It's free. Just a one-time login is all it takes to join the Winning at Life Nation. The Winning at Life app, your wallet's favorite app.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
So what we try to do is help you find out where are you on that path and where is it taking you and what adjustments do you need to make. And we're always continuing to look down that financial road. The way I look at driving, I'm always looking ahead of where I have to go. I have part of my eye on that bumper in front of me out there a little bit, but I'm kind of looking a good ways down the road. So you're kind of keeping on your money now and looking well down the road and where it's going. And driving, that keeps you out of a lot of trouble. With your money, it does the same thing. It keeps you out of financial trouble and actually works towards keeping you in good shape.
Call Gregory Riggs & Associates. Gregory Riggs is an investment advisory representative through Global Financial Private Capital. 504-832-9200 or gregoryriggs.com. Thanks for listening to Winning at Life. By doing so, you have joined an elite demographic of people who tend to be more successful in their careers, have higher levels of education, and are generally winners. James Parker here. Wouldn't you like to get the message out about your awesome business to tens of thousands of other winners 6 days a week from Baton Rouge to Pensacola? Be on the winning team. Ask me about advertising, reasonable rates, a handsome spokesman, and an army of winners. Email james@gregoryrick.com.
The contents on this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take the place of your attorney, accountant, doctor, football coach, plumber, your plumber's gardener, pizza delivery man, or your nosy mother-in-law. This show does not recommend the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital. Now, back to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
This is it, Winning at Life, the Daily Wrap. We do this every evening at 7 o'clock. By the way, three-hour marathon live, Winning at Life, the weekly wrap is tomorrow. We do that every Saturday from 10 to 1 o'clock. Awesome. A lot of financial news, talk, conversation, calls coming in. Here's the number, 504-260-0995. You want to talk about some debt? Need some guidance? Where are you on the path? You know, a lot of what we talk about where people come in, where are we? Are we where we should be? Am I going to be short? Am I going to have enough money? Am I going to run out of money? What they're asking is, what does the path look like? And am I going to arrive at the financial destination that I desire? Am I going to arrive at the financial destination that I desire? That's my definition of financial planning.
Yeah, and I'd like to, let's have the chat on how you pick out a destination for when you, because you've had this conversation 1,000 times, people come in the office. What do you mean a destination? I know, but I remember when the show started so many years ago, I wasn't sure what you were talking about, a destination. What do you mean a financial destination? I don't want to run out of money in retirement. But you got to start pegging it.
Yeah, well, probably the main destination they're looking at is the start of retirement, ending of work, starting retirement, or that transition, because sometimes where I'm dialing it back, I'm going to do something else, but I'm not going to work as hard. I want to enjoy the next thing that I do. I don't want to have to do it for my some scenario like that. Everybody's destination is slightly different. The numbers they're looking for, the money is never the same. But what they're wanting to know, am I going to be able to generate enough income? And as a result of that, how does that look through the rest of my path? And where does the path end? You move on. Or when both of you move on, that is the end of the path. The path shifts to somebody else. That's who's inheriting the money. So it shifts to another path and creates another discussion with another family. So are you going to have enough money? And how long is it going to last? When might you run out of money? I showed that to a couple the other day, and it's, well, I'm just interested. Here, take a look. This is what it looks like for you in your situation. And I ran it like 101. I don't want to look. We are not going to be here then. I said, okay, where you want to look? 90. Okay, so I showed them 90. I said, you're good. You're good. And that's not staying at some level number, but that's like increasing the income 3% every year.
Oh, wow.
Taking in consideration of inflation and, you know, and using a conservative return. I think we were kind of saying, well, what if a reasonable expectation overall is 4%? Now, keep in mind, we're getting five-year CD annuities at 3.6 now. Okay. This isn't some stretch or anything, but I can use 2%. Ooh. I can use 3%. We run through all those different low numbers. I don't like to go much higher than that because the purpose of this is to a really conservative look at how things are going to work. And that, then had one the other day where the numbers are going to be 2.5% off of assets to start with, and we increase it 3% every year going forward. But it gives you a good idea. Another couple that was in, hey, the phone number is 504-260-0995. Couple's in, the husband's wanting to retire, but he's thinking about doing something else in this new retirement. Maybe not full time, but, you know. He's
not a hobby, but a job.
Yeah.
Okay.
But hopefully one he can be happy at. And he said his wife's like giving him a hard time about it. He said they're in a checkout line, and then she starts talking about him retiring and he should keep working. And so, you know, she sat down with us, and, you know, she's like real serious and stuff. And on the back end of the meeting, I showed the numbers and everything. And then I went and showed the RMDs how much income's going to kick up.
Required minimum distributions.
At required minimum distributions. And I said, how much are y'all tightening up right now? Well, we've given up a few dinner outs a week.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, we know RMDs, your income's going to kick up quite a bit. I said, maybe you might not have to do that belt tightening. Maybe the dinner outs a week can still continue. It's something for you to think about. You might just want to say, well, let's take another $500 or $600 a month in income. You're taking it later and it's still going to increase, even if you increased it some more now. And you know what? Somehow she just started smiling the rest of the meeting. And then he said, well, maybe I am retired now. And I said, yeah, the numbers, and this is something to think about. We'll start off where you're wanting to, but you've got room to take more.
That's the cool part about your job. You get to be in the room when you tell people, you know what, from here on out, you don't really have to worry about money. Ever again, that thing you've been stressing out the most over the last 40 years, problem solved. All right, let's go to the phones here. Over north of Picayune somewhere is Larry. You're first up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Larry?
Well, good evening. I have a question. When my kids were born, my parents put aside about $500 a piece in what I think at the time was a savings bond arrangement that was sort of locked down for about 18 years so that as they were coming out of high school, they might have some money. I'd like to do the same thing now for my grandkids, and I'm wondering what is the recommendation for probably a good way to go, since my understanding is most of that saving stuff is running so little in interest now that it's not even worth fooling with.
So what are you comparing it to? What is it you're doing now regarding the savings for the grandkids?
What I'd like to do is lay out about $500 for the moment, and I'm sort of wondering what's a good instrument or a good place to put that so it'll have some moderate growth over the next 18 years or so, so they'll have something decent when the time comes.
Okay, so we have a rising interest rate environment.
Okay.
We have volatility in the market. We had like three up days, and then today I'm kind of breaking into the numbers a little early, but yeah, it wasn't positive. So we're not having a market of 2017 in 2018. So when you go out there thinking, well, that was last year and there's Trump and maybe he can get the Constitution Amendment changed and stay president for 30 years like Roosevelt, it's not happening.
Jeez.
And we're
right.
Not getting 20% growth a year. There's volatility where there's going to be give and take. Then you have to manage that risk and volatility. The biggest impact early on is you putting away the $500 consistently. That's the biggest impact, and we are increasing interest rates Just like I mentioned, we're seeing CD annuities 3.5, 3.6 for 5 years. That's, when you think about the past decade, that's pretty good money.
We were excited about 3.1% recently.
Yeah, whenever we would get, I can go back last year, we'd get like 2.8 or 2.9 or somebody have a special at 3, like, oh. But okay, this is a limited time. Then they take it away. So I'd kind of go for the interest and be conservative right now, because you're not buying, you know, what you're going to put, $500 in a mutual fund. You're going to buy ETF. How much of Apple are you going to buy, or Amazon? You're not even getting a share of that.
Right.
So you're going to need some money to make some money. I would start off with it being conservative and see how things shake. And this is for the grandkids. I surely don't want to lose any of their money.
Mm-hmm. You want to be able to fund it and forget it, though.
Want to fund it. And it depends who you're working with. You might want to forget it, but I don't want to forget it. But I also want it to go well. As a money manager, what I think for you, the guidance is, let's pile up some of that savings. Let's get the interest. Yeah, it's not a lot, but you're out here thinking, well, what do you think you're going to get in return and cause this? This is, I'm assuming you're talking about $500 a year for each grandkid, right?
Do the savings bond thing anymore. You have to go straight to the feds online for that.
Treasury Direct is where you have to go,
and .gov,
and there's your yield there. But if you were thinking of something to correlate to markets or whatever, you just need to start saving. If you're doing the savings bonds, don't worry about it. Buy the savings bonds and let them pile up.
Thank you, Larry.
For the kids.
All right, if you want to be next, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
So you're driving down the road, listening to the radio, but what you really think it is, that current mortgage that you're working on, am I really getting the best rate? Well, I'm Dwayne Stein with Mortgage Gumbo, and people like yourself call me all the time to take advantage of the free second look. We save on average 0.25% on their mortgage. If you want to speak to me personally and get the peace of mind knowing that you have the best loan program at the cheapest interest rate, 504-207-7600 or mortgagegumbo.com.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. It's the ultimate getaway for me because it's hard to worry about business, radio, stress when I'm going 135 miles an hour in a straightaway, and then I have to slow down to about 60 in a few seconds to make that right-hand turn. Oh, the adrenaline. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
The Jefferson Performing Arts Society brings you the Louisiana premiere of Catch Me If You Can. Catch Me If You Can is the high-flying musical comedy about chasing your dreams and not getting caught. Seeking fame and fortune, a precocious teenager runs away from home to begin an unforgettable adventure as an airline pilot, a doctor, and a lawyer, all bogus. Catch Me If You Can plays April 13th to the 22nd at the beautiful Jefferson Performing Arts Center. For tickets, call 885-2000 or visit us at jpas.org.
Ladies, find out how to retire well with Gregory Ricks Live, a special experience pairing wine, wisdom, and food. Retirement planning isn't just about dollars and cents. It's about having options. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Reserve your seat for Gregory Ricks Live, Tuesday, May 8th, 6:30 p.m., Bruce Chris in Metairie. 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
And we had this case actually in the office, and he's been buying company stock, and we had a discussion about should he sell some of that. And we look back to where he was started buying the stock, which is valued around $93 a share right now. He started acquiring it in the high 30s, low 40s. So what I pointed out is you don't necessarily want to sell all of that stock because you have an NUA opportunity, meaning he could go back and buy some, pay the taxes on some of that stock he acquired and convert it to after-tax dollars in that case and move it outside of his qualified plan
when he leaves his job.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right.
And a radio. I have a pair of jeans on today. Fit just right. I had my wife, Stacy, took the truck over to LSU today. And then I felt I needed to rotate the right side tires this morning. And yeah, you want. I could do car stuff, but I don't have time for it. I have more money than time, so normally, but there wasn't time to go take it somewhere, and I rotate them. Darn, you know, I like to wear my jeans a few times because they, you know, they get a little stretched.
Yeah, the air feel
just right.
You go, boom, doo, doo.
Yeah, but the tires are, you know, that's a big truck, so it's got big tires.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of, and I've used my knees, and that got both my knees dirty. Made me late for my haircut. Then I had to rearrange that. It was just, Friday just was tough coming together today.
But you spent some time at one of our partners, NOLA Motorsports. How was that today? NOLA
Motorsports Park, Avondale, Louisiana, 2.7-mile race course. I'm a club member over there, and I recommend if you enjoy driving. I felt, look, there was only like 9 other cars out there, and these are other club members, and they do it for enjoyment. Nobody's racing, trying to bend cars or anything. And actually, Stacy had asked me about it, and I said I felt like I was the only one out there most of the time. It's a 2.7-mile track.
Right.
9 members were out there with their cars. I think there was a couple of race cars. There was 2 vets. There was a couple other Porsches.
I tell you what was the baddest thing I ever saw out there was when they had the Indy car. The Formula One looking one. Holy smokes, that thing can move.
He wasn't out there today with that car.
No, and it's loud as hell, too.
That thing was fast. But I enjoyed, I was trying to improve my time, and I never could. I guess I've like hit that wall, but it was like, I'm the only one out track working on my driving skills. So it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that, and then had to move on to the rest of the day, go to the office, handle a couple of other things, business related. Ruth's Chris had to go by there because we're having the ladies event there in Metairie, Louisiana on May 8th.
Did it smell like steak and sizzling butter?
Yeah. I'm like, Nicole, can you like get me some red wine and a filet and let's talk.
Hey, you look, one of our other partners here was on the cover of the Lanyap, you know, the Times Picayune, the sometimes Picayune, the Lanyap. Today it was for Jefferson Performing Arts Society. They did a front page story on Catch Me If You Can, the musical that's finishing up this weekend at the JPAC. They had Catch This If You Can was their headline. So our partners are making news out there. And are we going to talk to another Larry in Mississippi?
We are. And then we have Nick coming up behind him as well. So let's shift to the phone.
Yeah. And if you're interested in that, Catch Me If You Can, JPAS.org. Larry, Long Beach, go.
Yes, how you doing?
Great, Larry. What's
up? Awesome.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. But okay. I started a business, and it's starting to kind of rocket, and I was just trying to figure out, me and my wife, she's a nurse, an RN, but we don't really have no savings, and now that we're getting money, where should we put that first?
Give me an estimate of your age.
I'm 50. I'll be 54 in July. She's turning 58 shortly.
Okay. How much money have you piled up for emergency savings?
About 10 grand.
$10,000.
But now we're about to start pulling in probably approximately about $15,000 a month.
Whoa, that's a big change.
Yes, Larry. Yeah.
Congrats, Larry.
Huge change. I was a struggling entrepreneur for so long, and it's finally taken off.
Oh, you're making me smile really big. I'm so glad to hear that.
Hey, I've hung in there. So I don't know how many times people said, Larry, just hang in there. It's going to happen. But, I mean, I'm sitting there. We're struggling to pay our bills and everything, but finally it happened.
How many employees do you have?
Five.
Well, you could consider a SEP plan, maybe look at a 401k. So you, and is your wife an employee also?
Not at the company, but she's still a registered nurse at the local hospital.
Okay.
And honestly, she carried us forever.
Yeah. I might would put on the pay, her on the payroll so that her money can go into pre-tax 401k as well.
Oh, I like that.
Because between she could have multiple 401ks and could get into as much as overall $54,000 with profit sharing and such, contributions, bonuses, you know, such as that. You're employees are going to participate, so they get some money pre-tax, but I want you to pile up some of that savings too, depending on what your overhead and expenses are. You need to build up some cash and have a good float in the business. And on the personal side, making this kind of money, you're going to need more than 10 grand in emergency money as well. So I would think of building up so the business has a good float to operate on in case there's some slow months. Your emergency needs to grow, and look at maybe adding a 401k in there so you can push money pre-tax, because you're about to change tax brackets, Larry, and the tax bills are going to go up for you in the future. So and there's probably some other planning we can do outside of that too, because the way I look at things, and I'm not going to take long here, you probably should call us at the office on my daytime job, but I kind of look at multiple streams of income and multiple type of taxes, you know, pre-tax money, tax deferred that comes out tax-free like a Roth, and after-tax money that can grow deferred. And if you're using certain IRS rules that allow this, you can take that money out tax-free as well. So what we're looking for is tax efficiency, so you're not taxed on everything as ordinary income when it comes out. You're walking into an awesome opportunity, just need some planning to make sure you win from this. Yeah, so you know how to reach me during the day. I think actually, Larry, was it you called my office a little while ago?
Yes, to get your number to your show so I can call in. That is
okay.
Correct.
Let's see. Did you leave your number there? You did.
Sir.
I'll have somebody follow up with you on Monday if that's okay.
It's all about structure now, Larry.
Okay.
Awesome.
And I tell you, we went from wholesaling, I mean, to some pretty big guys that you would know, to now what we're getting ready to do is do a huge e-commerce and push this thing online hard.
Awesome.
Go for it, Larry. Good to hear the good news, man.
Look forward to talking to you soon, Larry. Nick, you're up next.
Nick and Hammond, you're on Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
How are we doing, guys? I'm just trying to get your opinion on a universal life policy with a death rider on it, as far as an investment as another source of retirement income. Are you familiar with these policies? Or
I am. So tell me a little bit more.
Nothing much. It's just, as far as I'm not very familiar with it. I have my Roth max out. I have some stocks here and there, and also have my 401k being matched by my employer. And this was just another source of income that was brought to my attention. It's through Minnesota Life, and it's I'm not planning on putting a whole lot into it. But just as another source of income, possibly way down the road.
What's your age, Nick?
I'm 40.
40? What kind of money are you going to put into this every year?
I wasn't planning on putting too terribly much, to be completely honest with you, around $200 or $300 a month.
Okay. Generally, we use these for tax-free income planning, what you're getting at. We generally use these more of a max funding to accelerate to have the impact there.
Okay.
You're, and I don't know what assumptions and a few hundred dollars a month means a few thousand dollars a year over what time frame and where might this money come out as.
And I'm thinking as far as like retirement wise, you know, at age, you know, 65, give or take.
Okay. Yeah. This is a viable plan if it's structured properly and accomplishes that using the correct assumptions, and they should be conservative depending on how the plan is used. You know, what's the efficiency from a fee standpoint overall? At the basis, this can work. It just depends on the structure. I just want you to have the correct expectation of this coming out of it.
Thank you very much for your call, Nick. All right, no time for the numbers today. If you want to check that out, go to winningatlife.com or the Winning at Life app. Also, remember the next Gregory Ricks Live is a women-only affair. Tuesday, May 8th, 6:30 p.m. Ruth's, Chris, and Medry to RSVP for that. You can go to the Winning at Life app, gregoryricks.com, or call the office, 504-832-9200. We'll see you tomorrow for the Saturday Spectacular. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks is a copyright of Down South Productions for the private use of our audience. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without expressed consent is prohibited. Find show contact information and podcasts in the Winning at Life app.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisory representative through Global Financial Private Capital. 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.
Your new home for Walton & Johnson. News Talk 99.5 WR.